Unit 77. Trust the Heart.
Melissa sat alone by the empty swimming pool, watching the sun begin to set behind the palm trees into the ocean beyond. She sat as she had done so many times, thinking of that last fight 2 weeks before. She remembered how Don had at first denied being with Teresa, but then, when she had forced him to admit it, how he had apologized and begged her for forgiveness. She frowned a little as she thought of her harsh words and how Don, the only man she had ever really loved, had broken down and cried like a baby when she had refused to see him again. That was 2 weeks ago, and she had heard nothing from him since. She hadn't wanted to call him. She might want to admit that she had been unfair, or to tell him how much she regretted calling him a liar. She might even say that she hadn't meant to hurt him. Then she would be a liar, too. She had meant every word. Suddenly, the sound of footsteps startled her. She turned, and through the gloom, she thought she could make out Don's familiar figure. Was it him? Could it possibly be? The approaching figure stepped into the last patch of sunlight, and the last rays of the setting sun illuminated his dark, curly hair. He stopped, unsure of himself. "Oh, Don," she said softly, trying to control her voice. "What are you doing here?" "Melissa," he cried, "don't send me away." She sighed deeply as he ran to where she sat. He took her hands tightly in his. "My darling," he whispered, "can you ever forgive me?" "I," she started but checked herself. "I guess I'm partly to blame, but..." He interrupted her. "That's all in the past. Let's not ever talk about it again, not ever. Darling, promise me something." "What?" she asked cautiously. "Here, this is for you. Please, please accept it and wear it forever." He drew a small leather box from his pocket and leaned forward to give it to her. Suddenly, the box fell from his grasp. He bent to pick it up, and at that moment, his glasses slipped from his nose. "Damn! Now where have they gone? I can't see a thing without them," he explained. Melissa leaned over the arm of her chair to help him. There was a crunch as his foot crushed the glasses. "Oh, no! Now I've stepped on them," he exclaimed. "Why can't I do anything right? Why do I always ruin everything?" Her laughter pealed around the pool. "Oh, Don, you are incredible. Who could hate somebody like you?" "I might even love you. Come here."